All right, so we are on Daf Vav. So in the middle of a conversation, in the middle of a sugya, that is discussing when the Mishnah had mentioned that when you do the avoda, it's yotze, the korban, midei milo, or brings into mi'ila, as it's kachay kalim, it has to have a shas heter l'kohanim. So we brought a three-way machlokas as to what it means that you had a shas heter l'kohanim. It was on the bottom of dalam and beis, the hey of an aleph, right? So we said that is heter kohanim mean heter shchita, heter zrika, or heter achila? Heter shchita would mean when it says that it's enough that it was shechted beheter, that was okay. The next one was said that it was shechter, heter zrika, which means that the Kabbalah and the Halacha was done okay, and now it's permission to be born on the Mizbeach, to sprinkle on the Mizbeach. Or heter achila means even the zrika has to be done appropriately, so there's a heter now for the Kohanim to actually eat the carbon, the chattas at least, not all, to eat the carbon. So now we're having some proofs back and forth. So we're on the top of Vav and Aleph to continue with these proofs. So Toshma. So we're trying to bring a proof from the following brisa. Right? Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Yesh nosar she'molim bo, v'yesh nosar she'ein molim bo. There is concept nosar will come applies to the leftover meat. So there is nosar that if you eat it, you violate me'ila. And there is nosar, some nosar that if you would eat it, you would not violate me'ila. Ketzad. What would be the case? So lan. Let's say you have something that's lan. Rashi says lan means hadam. Look at Rashi on top. Ketzad lan hadam. The blood was left over overnight. Kigon she'niskabel hayom. So you caught the blood today. Velo nizrak ad demachar. But you didn't throw the blood till the next day, which means it was lan. Im achal habasar lifnei hazrika molim bo. If you do this, right, Rashi says, if you eat the meat before that zrika, then there is still mi'ila. As back in the Gemara, lifnei hazrika, you ate the meat before the zrika, molim bo, you get mi'ila, because you ate it before the blood was thrown. But la'acha zrika, if you ate the meat after the blood was thrown, ain molim bo, there's no mi'ila, even though the blood that you're throwing was left over overnight. As Rashi points out, la'acha zrika ain molim bo, this svir leil Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon is going to hold that zrikas lan motzia midei mi'ila kizrikas kasher. That so long as the blood is thrown on the Mizbeach, even if the blood that you're throwing on the Mizbeach is blood that was left over overnight, it still removes the mi'ila status from this kachri kachim. So, la'acha zrika ain molim bo. But, katani mihas, nevertheless, the Brisa states that before you throw the blood, bifnei zrikas adam, molim bo. There is mi'ila before you throw the blood. So, lav, to have a shahut lemizrake must be a case that you had the opportunity to throw the blood, that you had the ibai zarik, that if you wanted to, you could have thrown the blood on his beach, and nevertheless, the blood, the meat is not yotze midei mila, meaning it's not enough to have the heter, to have the heter zrika, you have to go beyond that. You have to have a heter, you have to have the heter achila in order to be yotze midei mila, because here we're talking about a case where you caught the blood, you had the opportunity to throw the blood. If that's shas heter kohanim, then that should be enough to remove the item from the status of mi'ila. But the brisa is saying that no, it's still mi'ila until you throw the blood. So you have to have shas, you have to have heter achila. So shema mina heter achila shaninu. Must mean you need heter achila. Right, Rashi says, "Katani miyas lefnei zrika molim bo. My lav to have a shus b'yom misugrei dibar yizarik. V'afal gav din eskala b'kos." Even though the blood was gathered into the cup, lo nafik midei mi'ila ad la'achar zrika. The item doesn't lose its mi'ila status until after zrika. Ulahachi lifnei, and therefore, lifnei zrika, prior to the zrika, molim bo. Why? Ho'el v'dayin on nizrak adam, since so long as the blood hasn't been thrown on the mizbeach, lo hayev o shas heter. There's no shas heter kohanim. Ushma mina, what's the heter that we require? Ushma mina, heter achila shaninos. So the Gemara says, no. Lo, don't pull or prove anything from this brisa. The kable, okimta, the kable somal chishkias hachama v'ahayo shehus lemizrak. We're talking about a case where the kohen was accepted the blood, or caught the blood in the coast one moment before shkia. So he never had the opportunity to throw the zrika. Had he had the opportunity to do zrika, that would have been yotzei midei mila. Here, since he never had the opportunity, he did. It wasn't yotzei midei mila, right? Rashi says, lo, the kable somal chishkias hachama mishum hachi lon. And he ate the meat before the Zrika. Lahachi Molin, that's why you're Moel. Shari Hadam, Adayin Lo Haya Royal Lizrak. There was no time for the throw of the blood, meaning there was no Heter Zrika. So that's why it wasn't Yotzim and Dimi'ila. However, Avrash, as the Gemara continues, Aval Hayashus Mai, but if you had time to throw the blood, what would be the din? Hachanami De'ein Molin. You'd be right, you wouldn't be Moel. So long as you had the opportunity to throw the blood, that's considered a Shas Heter Kohanim. Could be at least, and therefore you would be yotzim. Therefore, you would remove that meila status. As Rashi continues, so yeah, pretty much. No, you don't even need that. You don't even need that because you don't even need that necessarily. Because as long as you have the opportunity, the ability to throw the blood, that's yotzim midim meila. But the Gemara does go along that path. That omer kizori. Correct. You just have to have the. You have to. It's just heter zrika. That's as long as the Kabbalah was done, and now it's muttert. You have a heter to throw the blood. That's enough to be Yotzim Midei Me'ila.
Practically, this could not happen, right? Because the last korban of the day was atonement ben arvai.
Okay. No korban. So that's not necessarily true in all the cases. We do see examples of where things happen. You know, you bring the korban of certain people who are tameh and erev Pesach. You bring it afterwards, so they can eat, so they can partake in the korban Pesach. Yeah, as a rule, you're correct, but there are exceptions to that rule. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Aval hayu shehus." If there was time, hachinami de'ein molim, the Gemara says, so my, if that's the case, my ira detani lifne zrika, lifne kodim shkiel achar shkiel. The Gemara says, wait a second. So you're making a much finer distinction. According to you, according to what you're saying, that in order to be to remove it from ila, it's heter zrika, so the distinction that the Gemara should make should be kodim shkiel and achar shkiel. But why here does it say before zrika or after zrika? You're making the wrong distinction. So the Gemara says, you know what? Hachinam Katani, that's how the Brisa should be read. Kodim sheyiroa lezrika, la'achar sheyiroa lezrika. When it says that, lifnei zrika, la'achar zrika, it means before you had the opportunity to do zrika, and after you had an opportunity to do zrika. So you can read the Brisa in, so that it's talking about shas heter zrika, as opposed to shas heter achila, and therefore there is no raya from this Brisa, because you can read it either way. Tashma, let's try again. Rav Shimon says, Yesh pigul shemolim bo. There are instances where, let me just find my place in Rashi. So okay. Yesh pigul shemolim bo. There are karbanos that became pigul that if the kohen ate it, there's meila. The yesh pigul she'ein molim bo. And some of them, if you eat it, there wouldn't be meila. Ketzad. What would be a case of if you ate the basar pigul? If you ate the basar pigul lifnei zrika, before the blood was thrown, molim bo, you were moel la'achar zrika. But if you ate it after zrika, you're not going to be moel. According to this apparently argues on the entire thing that we said the past 2 days of Gidol Marav, because here he's saying that Rav Shimon seems to say that zrika of a pigul does remove the meila status, as opposed to Gidol Marav, who spent 2 days saying that it does not remove the Zrika status. So forget everything you learned the past 2 days, and just focus starting it, right? So he says, so Ketzad, lifnei Zrika molim la'achar zrika emin bo. But Ketani Mias, however, Brisa says, lifnei Zrika, that if you ate the meat before Zrika, molim bo, that you do meila, meaning it doesn't matter that you had the blood in the cup. Even though that's still not enough to remove the meila status, you had to have thrown the blood in order for there to be a meila status. Lots of Gemara says same shock of attire as you just had. La the havish shehusla mizrake. Are we not talking about a case where you had the opportunity to throw the boy zarek? If you wanted to, you could throw him for katani. Nevertheless, it says molimbo that there's meila shma mina heter achila shaninu. So that shows that it's heter achila because just having it in the cup is not enough. You have to actually throw it in order to remove the meila status. Gemara says, well, no, that's not the case. De lo havish shehusla mizrake. You didn't have the opportunity to throw. You didn't have time to throw the blood while it was still day, and therefore you never had a shas heter zrika. So we're talking but aval haya shos lamizrake. But if you did have time to throw the blood, what would be the din? Hachinami did nothing from neidila meila. So it would be removed the meila status. Meaning, if you had the opportunity to throw the blood, even if you didn't, but as long as you had the opportunity to throw the blood, that's considered heter l'kohanim, meaning the heter for the kohanim to do the avodah, and that will remove the meila status. Here, it's not removing the meila status because you didn't have the opportunity to throw the blood, because you were kavel the blood a moment before shkia. The Gemara then asks again, okay, so my ira de tanei la'achar zrika. So why does Rav Shimon make the din dependent on before zrika or after zrika? It should be dependent on kodem shkia or achar shkia zechama. That's what it should be dependent upon. So the Gemara says, hachinami kamar, yeah, that's what the Brisa says. Kodem sheira el zrika, it's before, la'achar sheira el zrika. It all depends upon whether he had the opportunity to throw the zrika or not. When he says kodem zrika, it means that he was kodem shehira lezrika, I have it backwards. Kodem shehira lezrika means that he was makabel the blood after shkiyas hachama, so it wasn't ro'oi lezrika. La'achar shehira lezrika means he would makabel the blood before shkiyas hachama, where it was ro'oi to be thrown. Okay, all right. Don't worry, there's a new Mishnah. We'll finish this up. Okay, you'll be good to go. So tashma. What? Well, he came a little late, so that's good. No, so to answer your question, I'm speaking directly to him. Okay. Tashma, we learned in the Brisa. Okay, another raya. Hapigol bikotche kadashim molin bo. What does that mean? If you have pigol, if you have kotche kachim, they had a machshava of pigol, they're still mi'ila. So what does that mean? My. What's that case? I mean, which situation would you have pigol of kotche kachim, which again is what's to say chatas and asham, that you would have meila lav? We're not talking about a case the zarak that you threw the blood. I don't know why they have meila ushmami no heter achilas shanino. And therefore, you see that you threw the blood, and therefore what? And therefore it's heter achilas shanino. What's the raya? Let's go Rashi again. So Rashi says my lav the zarak. If you look at Rashi, it's 1, 2, 3, the fourth wider line. My lav to Zarek. I think that's the Rashi. My lav to Zarek. V'tayma mishum hachi hu depigol enu motzi midei me'ila afal pi Zarek, shezarek. V'ha b'kashar kevan shezarek emo limbo. So this might go like Rav Gittel, but here he's saying that, why is there me'ila here? There's me'ila here because there's pigol. But had there not been pigol, once you did the Zrika, there wouldn't be mi'ila, and therefore you see that you need heter achila. The only reason why this thing has mi'ila, you threw the blood, but there's pigol. So there's mi'ila, so the tossing of the blood doesn't remove the mi'ila status. Had there not been pigol here, and you threw the blood, there wouldn't be mi'ila status. Meaning, though, you need the zrika of the blood, which means you need a heter achila. So Gemara says, no, that's not the case. The lo zarek. It's only talking about, it's discussing the case where you didn't throw the blood. It was only in the kli. So therefore, you can make the diak just one step prior. The diak is the reason why there's still me'ili here is because there's pigol. Had there not been pigol, and you just accepted the blood into the cup, that would have been enough to remove the me'ila status. That's the diak that the Gemara is trying to...
I thought it's always me'ila until you do the zrika, he said. It's always me'ila from day...
No, you need the cloud that we said in the Mishnah was, you have to have heter kohanim. We originally said heter kohanim means that heter kohanim means echila. But there's a three of machlokas of what that means.
Is this what we said a minute ago, that if you're able to do zrika, it's...
I don't know what we said a minute ago.
What did you say before that? If it's you're ready to do zrika, if you're able to do zrika, then it takes it out of...
Yeah, so that's what you're saying. Because the first step is trying to say it's a raya that you need to actually have thrown the blood and you have a heter achila. Then we're scaling it back and say no, it could be a raya that all you need is the ability to throw the blood. Yeah, this is step.
You always say that when you mark the shit, it's meal until the after zrika when it's...
No, that's what we said, but we said that before we got to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that you need heter shas heter kohanim. Yeah, that's what it said in the Mishnah. So we're trying to figure out what that means. So we have this preconceived notion that we started with saying that it means you have to do this Rikon Shas Achila LeKohanim. Then now we have a three of Machlokas. What that mean? What that really means? Maybe it could be an earlier status. That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. Okay, so the Gemara now has this Brisa, and the Brisa they say they can make the Diok either way. So the Gemara then says, Aval Zarek Mai, but what would be the din if you did throw the blood in this situation? Hachinami, meaning if you did throw the blood, according to what you're saying now, which is stage two over here, that the Tana is saying that all you need is the ability to throw the blood. And the Brisa that we're talking about over here is talking about a case where he didn't yet throw the blood. And therefore, there's me'ila because of the pigol, because the pigol doesn't allow the pigol intercepts the ability, the fact that you have the ability to throw the blood, and therefore doesn't allow the me'ila to go away. So what would be the case if you zarak mai? What would it be if you threw it anyway? You accepted the blood, and then you threw the blood. Hachinami de ain moelim bo. Then that would be the case, would be you wouldn't be moel. Because once you threw the blood, I guess, once you threw the blood, then for what? Once you threw the blood, it removes the me'ila status. So my ira the tani bekutche kalim ain moelim bo. So then why does the brisa, I guess this brisa is a sefer that they didn't tell us yet, but now they're telling us that this brisa has a sefer that says bekutche kalim ain moelim bo. That bekutche kalim, that you had pigle, it was pigle, and then you threw, I guess, and then you threw the blood, there's no me'ila, meaning that the cut, because kutche kalim is the opposite. So the kutche kalim, it didn't reach the status, as long as it doesn't have a heter for the kohanim, then the parts that the kohen, that are now subject to go on the mizbeach, to still do not get the status of me'ila. So kutche kalim ein molim bo, lisnei kan lifnei zrika, kan la'achar zrika. Why are you making a distinction between kutche kutchem and kutche kalim? Just make a distinction in the brisa between before zrika and after zrika. So the Gemara says, Ha'asei lashmu unin, it's coming to teach us that kol le'esuli l'demi ila zrika ketikne mais l'demi ila kol afuke midemi ila afil shalok ketikna nami mafke midemi ila. So he says that there's a distinction. We're going to make a difference between kutche kutchem and kutche kalim. The heter, let's assume that the shas heter is that as long as you have the ability to throw the blood. So the ability to bring something into me'ila as opposed to remove the status, me'ila status is different. So that's what he says, the Gemara says here. Kol asuli de me'ila. In order to bring something into the me'ila, what are you bringing into me'ila? Kutche kalim. Kutche kalim do not have the status of me'ila until you throw the blood or you accept it in the cup. Then they get certain parts get the status of me'ila. So kol asuli de me'ila, zrika katikna mais de me'ila. In order to bring something into me'ila, you have to have a proper zrika. If you don't have the proper zrika, then it's not going to bring it into me'ila. You need more, I guess, to bring something into the status of me'ila. But kol afuke mide me'ila, but in order to remove the me'ila status, we're just talking about the parts of the kutche kutchim that are eaten, afil shalokatikna, even if you did a zrika of pigle, that had pigle, that's going to be mafke mide me'ila. That will remove the me'ila status, which is again against Rav Gidla Marav, who says that pigle blood, throwing in a pigle status does not remove the...
Is there a spar why it's hard to bring something into the...
You can make one up, yeah, because I think to remove is easier than to bring something in. That's what the Gemara says. Right? You have a status, to get the status off is easier. It says it's Rashi. Where is that Rashi? So you look at the last Rashi says, Shalok ketikna mafka bide me'ila v'dilo ki Rav Gidl. Rashi says, it's not like Rav Gidl. V'haynu darmina b'mesechus menachos ha'itos av Rav Gidl. That's why it says somewhere in Mesechus Menachos that Rav Gidl was upslug. That they had sakash on Rav Gidl from here. The ha'stama, this is a stama, Rav Shimon, tervayu sfirle, the zrikos pigel most in the meal of kutche kutchem. Because you have a stam mission here, stam, I guess it's stam brisa, and the Rav Shimon that we just saw a few moments ago both say differently than Rav Gidl. So the Gemara in Menachos said, so Tosos asks, well, then why aren't they asking the question of Rav Gidl here? This is the sugi of Rav Gidl, why aren't they asking? Tosos tries to say, prove how the brisas can work in Rav Gidl. He has a tough time, I don't think he really does it, but so it could be over here, according to Rashi at least, that Rav Gidl is the question on Rav Gidl. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. Okay. Basar. Okay. Basar kutche kutchim sheyotza lifnei zrikas adamim. So what do we have? We have meat, right? We have the meat, the parts of the kutche kutchim, the chatos and the ashram that are supposed to be in, that leave the azara or are taken out of where they're supposed to be before the blood is thrown. Therefore, this meat is possible to eat midin yotze, right? You're not allowed to have that. And then it comes back. It's brought back into the azara. And then after it's brought back into the azara, then the blood is thrown. Okay? So, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Moalin Bo, this meat that went out and then came back in, there is still me'ila on that meat. Meaning that even though, typically, Zrika of the Dam, of the Kutche Kutchim, will remove the me'ila status, we're going to say that the Zrika does not have the power to remove the me'ila status from the meat that has the status of Yotze. Okay, it doesn't have that power, and it still stays in its Isra me'ila. And the ein chayovin alav mishim pigol. There is also no pigol on this meat, meaning the din pigol is not going to be chal on the bus that was yotze. The meat went out, and then someone threw the blood with the kavana to eat the meat chutz lezmano. So this meat that was out and then came back in, the machshava pigol doesn't apply onto that meat. If you eat the meat, you won't get chit. You're still violating if eating something that was yotze, but there's no kares because it's not pigol. Right, the ein kayim alav mishum pigol. I think that's what it means. Rav Rashi says ve'ein chayv alav mishum pigol no sever tomei. He says hold yotze since it went out. The ein a kovas pigol but no sever tomei unless you can share. The only thing that create pigol yotze v'tomei is a kasher zrika. And this, there was no kasher zrika before this. Right, so it's read the ein chayv alav mishum pigol no sar v'tomei. So if this meat that went out was left over until the morning, whoever eats it is not chayv kares. And so too, if this meat that went out was a tummy person ate it, he's not chayv kares, because only meat that was sacrificial meat that was permitted to be eaten, if a tummy eats it, is he chayv kares? Okay, that's Rabbi Lezer, that is Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says that this zrika does have the power to remove the meila, and it does have the power to create the status of pigol noser v'tamei. Rabbi Kiva Omer ein molimbo. Again, the case was the meat went out, so it has the status of yotzei. The meat came back in, then they threw the blood. Rabbi Kiva says, okay, then that piece of meat no longer has a status of meila. The zrika apparently worked.
V'chayavim. You can eat something that was yotzei.
No, you're just not overdosed. There's no meila.
So there's nobody who says that something that was...
Of course, you can't eat that. But the question is whether there's karis over here. Whether there's me'ila. So me'ila would require you to pay back the principal, pay back the chomesh, bring another karban, and pick on notes of a tummy would mean chayvit karis, which we all know what that means, now that we learn about the species. So Rekiva Omer, ein mo limbo, v'chayavim alav mishum pigol notes of a tummy. So now Rekiva is trying to bring some logic to his statement. Amr Rekiva, v'hare, well, what about the following case? Hamafrish chataso, so hamafrish animal A to be my korban chatos. The avda, and I lost it. The hifrish hacheres aftea, so hamafrish animal B. The achar kach nimtas harishona. Now I find animal A. So now I have animal A and animal B standing before me, either of which I can use to bring my, I can use my chatos. Now neither of them, they're both standing there. So therefore, I can do either whichever one I want. So now what happens? He shechted both. So we shechted both. So he shechted both, and he only throw the blood of one. So what's the story with the meat of, and everything of animal B? So lok shekashem shedama poter es b'sara kachu poter es b'sara chavrata. So I threw the blood from animal A, and therefore the meat of animal A is no longer subject to me'ila. So too, I guess the assumption of the halacha is that zrika of blood of animal A removes the me'ila status on animal B as well. So he says, "Lo kishem shedama poteres b'sara, kachu poteres b'sar chaverta." Even though its blood wasn't, they're considered one carbon, the gabim ila. So therefore, same thing, impater dama es b'sar chaverta minim ila. If by two chatos we see that throwing the blood of one removes the meila status of the other, even though animal B is pasul, you can't. That's not a good carbon anymore. Because it was already that you already had. It's a chatos and a schachar bo be'acher. It's one. It's a chatos that already got kapar with something else. So animal B is a pasul korban. Nevertheless, the zrika of animal A removes the meila status of animal B. So dinu kavachomer who ever watched kavachomer sheyiftor as besar atzma kavachomer that a good zrika should be able to remove the meila status of its own meat. Even its own meat that's pasul. If it can remove the status of a different meat that's pasul, kavachomer can remove the meal status of its own meat that's pasul. That's Rabbi Kiva's logic. So then the Mishnah brings a similar machlokas in Rabbi Chachamim about whether zrika works for yotze. So emure kachay kalim. Now it gets go the opposite way. So I have the emurim of a kachay kalim. These are the sacrificial parts that are supposed to go on the mizbeach. Again, kachay kalim does not have meila status until the zrika takes place, or whatever, there's a hetek on him, we'll just use the zrika, until the zrika takes place, then the sacrificial parts do get attain a status of meila. So we have here emure kachay kalim, like let's say shlamim, parts that are supposed to go on the mizbeach, sheyatsu lifnei zrika sadamim. So those parts left, some reason, were taken out before zrika sadamim. They're taken, and they're pasul, they can't be put on the mizbeach. Nevertheless, somehow, they come back into the Azara, and then the Kohen does the Zrikas Hadam. Rabbi Elazar says, again, says, Ein Molin Mehen. There is still no Mi'ilah. They retain their non-Mi'ilah status. They're not brought into the Parsha of Mi'ilah because the Zrika does not have the power to bring into Mi'ilah something that was possible. The Ein Chayav Lashem Pigal Nosef Tameh, the Zrika doesn't have the power to create Pigal Nosef Tameh on these parts. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Rabbi Kiva Omer Molin Mehen. The Emurim that went out, Rabbi Kiva says that the Zrika, that's the Mizrika, does have the power to bring these things that went outside into the world of Me'ilah, and the Chayav and Lem, Mishnah Pigonov Zatame, and it also brings them into the world of Pigonov Zatame. The Gemara then asks, Vahani Tarti Lamili, why do I need, okay, we're going to finish early, why do I need, yeah?
So, according to Rabbi Kiva, don't we need perfection except for Pigonov? How is he arguing on
that? That what?
That Pigonov, we need everything to be perfect except for...
So all the Avodah was perfect?
No, because he went outside.
So that's not part of the Avodah. The Avodah was done perfectly, except for the pickle.
Even though there's like a defect.
But that's not a defect in the Avodah. That's the Avodah that has to be done perfectly. You have to be matur, that the Avodah was done perfectly.
Okay,
the Avodah was done fine. It says, Vahandi Tarti Lamali. Why do I need both cases? To pace a kutcha kutcha, to pace a kutcha column, to come back to what we said before, the difference between bringing in and bringing and taking
and
out.
The question about whether the Svara is that it removes the Kedusha from the second Chatas, or does it really just remove your Chiv on the Chatas, and that removes it? I don't know if there's enough community for the way to the structure.
I don't know. Right. Say, but if you have two korbanos.
You have two korbanos, right. It's removing the what's really doing is not removing the kedusha on the chavos. It's removing
No, it doesn't remove any kedusha. It just makes it,
one second. If it's ein moil and it's taking away some kedusha, right? It's no more mi'ilah. Right? We're saying if the first chavos is good.
Right.
You have two chavos in front of you.
Right.
If you're removing we said now that you're removing the kedusha on the second chavos. We're removing the kedusha because if you're able to do me'ilah, it's not me'ilah, it's really not kedusha.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe it's not doing that. Maybe it just removes your chiyuv to bring the chatas.
Ipso facto.
Your chiyuv, it removes the kedusha.
Okay. Then still at the end of the day, then it's.
Maybe you can't compare it.
I'm waiting for the text today to tell me the nafkamina. That's your homework for today. What's the nafkamina?
The nafkamina is there.
Me'ilah on Temura?
Because it's a
Temura. It's not a Temura here.
The second one, yeah.
No, it's not a Temura. I didn't take the Kedusha from here and put it here. I lost A, and I brought animal B. That's not Temura.
Whether you can bring it as a real riot that the Zrika removes, that the Zrika removes, that's the Naftamina. Did the Zrika remove the Kedusha on the animal, or the Zrika removed your Chiv to bring the Chatas?
And you're saying that could be. Okay. So the Gemara asks Tzrichi. What? You want? Tzrichi. When you have time during the day. Okay. Tzrichi. That's Erev Yontov, so I'm assuming that. So why do we need both machlokos in the Mishnah? Tzrichi. The itmar kachi kachim, had it just brought the machlokos in the case of kachi kachim, meaning that the Zriko work to remove the Mi'ila status on meat that went outside, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Bahaka Amar Abliezer. Only here does Abliezer say that the Zrika does not have the status to remove. By Bahaka Amar Abliezer Mo Limbo, Mishum, the Zrika Kitikna Machi Midemi'ila, Shalo Kitikna Lo Machi Midemi'ila. Maybe Abliezer holds that in order to remove the Mi'ila status, you have to have a proper Zrika. Avali Isuye, but to bring it into Me'ilah, maybe Modi and the Rabbi Kiva, that feels Shalokatik to Meisen de Me'ilah. Maybe he would say it's the opposite of what we said a moment ago, but then the next case is going to be the same. He says, but maybe to bring something into Me'ilah, it doesn't matter if you have a kosher, I don't know what the Svaras are, but you can see there can be a distinction between bringing in and bringing out. So maybe Rabbi Lezer says his din only by removing, but by bringing something into the status of Me'ilah, maybe even a non-kosher Zerika would be okay. And then the Gemara says the opposite. The itmar gabi kachikalim. If we just had the machlokas regarding kachikalim, regarding whether the zrika could bring the yotze stuff into the realm of meila, I itmar gabi kachikalim hava mina. I might have thought gabi kachikalim. When it comes to kachikalim, which we're trying to create meila. Who the amar Rabbi Kiva shemolim behen? That's Rabbi Kiva says that you're moel. Dafilu zrika shlokatikna meisli de meila. We'll go to chumra. Even to bring something into Me'ilah, we're going to say that even a non-kosher Zrika, even a Zrika Shaloka Tikna, even a Zrika done on something that's not that's possible, is still going to bring it into Me'ilah. About Kachikalim, but Kachikalim, Vakache kachim lafukehu, vakache kachim, which is to remove the mila status, shaloka tiknolo mafka. If it's not done appropriately, then it's not going to be mafka mide mila, kamash mla, and therefore the brisa gives us both instances to tell us that no, there's no distinction in bringing in and bringing out, so it's straight away machlokas. If the zrika is done appropriately, then Rabbi Kiva says it either brings in or brings out from the world of mila, and Rabbi Gelezer says the opposite, that the zrika done on something that's yotze has no impact on the thing that was taken out. Okay, now we'll stop here. By the Itmar. Okay.